In behalf of the officers and members of the Church of the Foothills United Methodist Church, we would like to extend our greetings to all of you. At the same time, I would like to also to extend my personal gratitude to the Reverend Bob Isip for allowing me to stand before you this morning in order to participate in the celebration of your Heritage Sunday. Dearly beloved, E Pluribus Unum is the motto of the United States of America. It is a Latin word which means out of the many, one, or many uniting into one. And it represents the fact that America is a nation of people blended together to form one common society. It represents several states all joined together as one solid nation. Benjamin Franklin was a member of the Committee of Five who drafted the Declaration of Independence. He was also one of the signers of that historic document. Addressing the assembly, he stood up and said, "Gentlemen, now we must all hang together, or assuredly we shall all hang separately." The founding fathers knew that it is truly important that they must forever be the United States of America. They knew that there is power in unity. Next Thursday, we'll be going to celebrate the birth of this great nation. And at the same time, we will also commemorate the men and women who sacrificed their lives for the cause of freedom. As a household of faith, we give thanks, we give God thanks and praise for these so-called defenders of freedom, or we sometimes call them peacemakers. Gabian Tarosa talked to me over the phone, and he mentioned that our theme for this celebration is Kapit Bisig. I don't know if we watch the same television program in the Filipino channel, but I am a little bit dissatisfied because when Sir Chief came and Maya came here into the United States, I didn't have a chance to see them. On the other hand, my understanding was that every time Maya mentioned the word Kapit Bisig on the television series, Be Careful With My Heart, she is asking all members of the family to be united, particularly in facing all the challenges and family issues that is before them. We all knew that Kapit Bisig is about unity. And so when Gabian Tarosa asked me about the text and sermon, I gave him the title That They May Be One, from the Gospel of John, chapter 17. And it is about the prayer of Jesus for all his disciples and his followers, particularly the church. I read about a man that went out on a deep sea fishing. Even though he couldn't swim, he caught an enormous fish. And in his excitement to pull it into the boat, he fell overboard. He cried out, "Save me, I cannot swim." Well, the captain of the boat very calmly reached out, grabbed the man by the arm, and gave a big pull. But he didn't know it was an artificial arm, and the arm came off. Well, the man continued to kick and splash around, crying for help. The captain reached out again. This time, he grabbed his leg and gave a tremendous pull. But the leg came off because it was a wooden leg. The man in the water went again, and he came up yelling for help. The captain, still calm, This time grabbed the man by the hair of his head and gave him a gigantic pull. But the man was wearing a wig, and it came off. And at that point, the captain looked at the man in the water and said, "Mister, if you won't stick together, I cannot help you." It has been said that even God cannot help a church that is not going to stick together. I want to tell you, if we are going to be as victorious as a church and accomplish all that God wants us to accomplish, we need to be one. People that are one is a sight to behold. In fact, I don't believe there is a more beautiful sight anywhere on the earth when God's people are truly united under the banner of the Lord Jesus Christ and under the umbrella of His authority. The most beautiful prayer ever prayed in history is the prayer of Jesus for His disciples and for the church. In the 17th chapter of John, and this is what He prayed: "I do not pray for this alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me." The Lord Jesus prayed that we would be one. Incidentally, the literal translation of Psalm 133, verse 1 is this: "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together even as one." Another translation said, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." The Trinity is not simply a triunity. The Trinity is not three God. It is one God in three persons. It is a perfect unity. Unity is in the very nature of God. That is why this harmony and this unity grieves God and His Holy Spirit, for it's against their very nature. One thing the Holy Spirit will not and cannot do is work in a church that is divided. Dwight L. Moody said, "I have never known the Spirit of God work where the Lord's people were divided." So often we ask the Lord Jesus to answer our prayer. But there's one way where we could be an answer to His prayer, and that is by being united, by being one. Jesus goes on to say in John chapter 17 and verse 22, "I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me." In a world of political, national, philosophical, and theological division, God is glorified, magnified, and satisfied when His children are unified. You have heard it said, there is strength in numbers. Well, that really is not true. There is only strength in numbers if those numbers are unified. One brick by itself is absolutely worthless, but many bricks together can make a wall. One shingle by itself is worthless, but many shingles together can make a roof. One link alone is worthless, but many links together can make a chain. I believe Satan's strategy to defeat the church is to divide and conquer. The devil is no match for a united church, no matter how small the church may be. But regardless of how large a church is, how many members it has, how big the budget is, how many buildings it has. It can be defeated member by member if they are divided. Satan's motive is division. Satan's method is deception. Satan's mission is destruction. He wants us to deceive so that he might divide us and therefore destroy us. But you see, Satan cannot defeat a united church because there is no place where he can attack the body. Every plank is covered, every side is protected. Even the gates of hell cannot prevail against a church united in the Lord Jesus Christ. Perhaps you have been out to one of the popular spots here in California and have seen those gigantic, huge redwood trees. They are some of the most amazing trees in the entire world. As a matter of fact, they are the largest living things on earth and the tallest trees on this planet. Some of them are 300 feet high and over 2,500 years old. The inside of some of the trunks are so huge that two or three people can stand inside of them. And they can even swallow a whole car. Now you would think that trees this large must have a tremendous root system that reaches down hundreds of feet into the earth. But not so. The redwoods have a very shallow root system, unlike the palm tree whose top root goes down into the ground as deep as the height of that tree. In other words, a 30-foot palm tree has a 30-foot root, but the redwood has no top root at all. That's why you will never see a redwood standing alone. Never. They are always in clusters, in groups, in groves. Do you know why the might of the redwood tree is not in itself? The secret of its strength is this. For every foot in height, the redwood tree sends its roots not down, but three times that distance. They are spread out. In other words, if a tree is 300 feet tall, its roots go 900 feet out. If you could look underground, you would find all the roots of all those trees intertwined and intertwist so that one tree is not holding up itself, but every tree is holding up the other. These trees are literally locked to each other, so there is no way that one tree can fall down because it is held up by the strength of all the trees. My friends, that is the secret of a strong country. That is the secret of a prosperous community. And that is the secret of a growing church. And the reason why we are to be so united is, like Jesus said in our text, that the world may believe that you sent me. Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, the greatest advertisement for the gospel of Jesus Christ is not a billboard or a newspaper advertisement or even a television program. The greatest advertisement for the gospel of Jesus Christ is a church that is unified in the Holy Spirit. Mga minamahal kong mga magulang at mga kapatid, kung nais ninyong maging matagumpay ang misyon ng iglesia dito sa Torrance First United Methodist Church, you must come together. You must work together. You must pray together. Mga kapatid, kapit bisig. Amen.